From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. A new era in the Grand Ole Party has been ushered in. Michael Steele, the former lieutenant governor of Maryland, was chosen chairman of the Republican Party, the first African-American to hold that position. Speaking on News and Notes shortly after the presidential election in November, Steele talked about his reasons for seeking the GOP's top job.
I watched after the 2006 election, a party that was demoralized and really rudderless. And then we moved into 2008, and it got worse. You know, the party can't afford to step down and step back. It has to reengage. It has to reignite the ideas that were of importance to it during the last 15 or so years, and speak truth to power, speak honestly to the people, and let the folks stand clearly one way or the other, but let them have something to stand on. And so that's what pushed me to get back into this race.
Will the GOP change under his leadership, and how? Joining me to discuss this, we have one African-American Republican, George Davis, president of Davis Broadband, a management consultancy based in Los Angeles, and we hope to be joined shortly by another member of the Republican Party, Renee Amour, who is deputy chair of the Republican Party in Pennsylvania. So, George, welcome to News and Notes again.
Oh, thank you, Tony.
First off, are you excited about this?
I'm very excited. We heard the news, I think it was early this week, and there's probably about, I got like three or four emails from other African-American Republicans here in Los Angeles, so I think it's a, since there's only 10 of us, I guess a 30% response rate, so it was very, very positive.
You heard that Steele described the party as rudderless in that clip that we just played a few moments ago. How could he steer the party back on course from your point of view?
Well, I think there's, you know, kind of a traditional struggle going on right now between the social conservative and what my mother would call the Rockefeller Republicans is going on in the party. And Sarah Palin appealed to one group and kind of hurt us, who are probably more on the fiscal conservative and free enterprise and that side of the party. I think the bottom line is, because the Democrats have a similar struggle in trying to have the big tent, I think the bottom line is that the party can't continue to mainly be against something and really just appeal to one group of Americans, which honestly is perceived to be white male Americans, and kind of have everything against something, instead of saying, we care about people also. We just happen to have a different point of view how to approach it. And I think they haven't had an effective message on how to do that. And the demographics of the country have changed where they haven't been in step with those demographical changes.
Well, to speak to that, Steele said, in fact, that the message was what he was going to work on. George, we are joined now by Renee Amour, deputy chair of the Republican Party of Pennsylvania. Renee, welcome to News and Notes.
Thanks for having me.
We asked George a moment ago, I don't know if you heard, whether or not he was excited about this selection of Michael Steele as GOP chair. Are you?
Yes, I am. Just so folks know that I did run for co-chair. But once Mike ran, I withdrew because I think it definitely, set a message that the folks really wanted him. I mean, it was six ballots, but I am excited, and we all just have to get behind Mike and beside him and work with him.
Now, George and I were just talking about what George thought were some of the major challenges that the party faced, and he suggested that the message was what needed massaging. What do you see as the major challenge?
You know what, George, I agree with you 100%, but I also look at, we have to have resources. We have to have resources out in the community, down to the grassroots folks, and in order to do that, Mike's going to have to raise a lot of money. The RNC is in a deficit, and we need money, to get those resources out to the different communities. We can't just be in Washington with a message.
Now, one of the things that he has been speaking about already, Steele, in terms of the message, is it has to do with immigration reform. He was interviewed on Fox Sunday about that, Fox News Sunday. And he's already indicated, George, in that interview that he does not intend to change the Republican position on immigration. So how can he expand the base without some movement there, particularly as it relates to trying to bring in Latinos and others?
Well, I think that is going to be real, having lived here in the southwestern part of the country and having talked to a lot of Latino business people who really, you would think by a lot of their values and how they look at things that they would be Republicans, but they have really been turned off by the party and talk radio, honestly, in terms of the tone of the message. I think there's a way of framing the message without having the hostility. I think that's one of the things that really backfires with our outreach to Latinos in particular.
Renee, would you say that in terms of Sarah Palin, let's mention her, because she represents a force in the party, does she not? And is that force not a polar opposite to what Michael Steele may have to, the direction Michael Steele may have to go in to expand the party?
You know what? She is a force to be reckoned with in the party. We have to work with Sarah Palin, and we have to bring everybody together. That's what's going to be difficult for Mike, Chairman Steele. He's going to have to pull all pieces together. You have moderate Republicans. You have the very conservative, the far to the right. What we're going to have to do is set a message and a tone, and George pretty much hit it. It's not what you say. It's how you say it so that we can pull everybody together, because that's the only way we're going to win these next elections, in particular in 2010.
Now, the question also is whether or not his presence alone, George and Renee, will change the perception of the party among African Americans, who in 2000 were beginning to inch over. You were one of them, George.
Yeah,
toward
yeah.
George Bush. I think they got 30%.
McCain. Yeah, but yeah, because George Bush did. He had a good record in Texas, particularly.
Yeah.
Right, but by 2008, that good will had eroded completely. Now, speaking on Fox News shortly after his win, Steele addressed that very issue.
Just because a black man is running the RNC doesn't mean black folks are going to go, oh, okay, now I'll be a Republican. Just as with the election of President Obama, all the problems and concerns that are very important to African Americans don't get solved overnight. There's still black businesses that are being redlined in neighborhoods that are struggling. So what I think it does do is send the appropriate message that right now at this hour, the Republican Party gets it.
Well, Renee, he's certainly right. Just because he's black doesn't mean blacks are going to flock to him. But the question that I have for you is, will the Republican Party expect him to deliver blacks because he's been elected to that position?
Absolutely. They really are. They really are. And so what's going to have to happen, you got to go out and talk to folks. Just because he's African-American and we're trying to pull minorities, not just African-Americans, into the party doesn't mean they are going to flock over. We have to go out with the right message and pull people back in the party. People really flipped because they didn't like our message, like you all just alluded to. And so we have to get back on track. In order to do that, first he has to get the message together. He has to get some resources. He has to get some field people out there to know what they're doing so that then they'll come, not just because Michael Steele is black, it has made a good statement, a different statement, but because they believe in the values that the Republican Party believe in.
What values would those be, George, that would be appealing to blacks in larger numbers than they've had so far?
You know, we're talking about the whole faith-based piece. I mean, George Bush started the whole faith-based initiative. Obama has said that he would, you know, continue that. You know, African Americans in particular believe into those things. Economic development, that's a very big deal for us, you know, to make sure that small businesses survive, you know, that we have a seat at the table. And those are just few of the things that, you know, that he has to start dealing with and getting his message together and out there.
I think that's what spoke to you, wasn't it, George, as a small black businessman?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just felt that the traditional black, if you want to call them black leaders or the Democratic Party, didn't speak to me. And I think the issue with a lot of African Americans with the Republican Party is they've made a lot of mistakes in terms of communicating, not knowing how to communicate to African Americans, and making honest mistakes in terms of policy. And so I think one of the things that was not mentioned, too, is sometimes in the past, the party just happened to have a black face and not a person that's credible in the black community. So I think that's also important with Michael Steele, where black folks cannot label him, you know, to be honest, Uncle Tom or something.
Right.
And
that
I think that's a real benefit of having someone like him who, quote, is considered, even, you know, agree with him, quote, he's a good brother. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an important part of what bringing him along also.
How will the evangelicals in the party take to him, Renee?
You know, it depends on how Michael goes out and talks to them. He has to go out and pull people in. He basically did that in order to win this election also. I have to be honest, Michael Steele worked that floor. I was sitting there watching him, talking to people, saying what the bottom line is, he has to listen. He started listening to people, and that's what sold people on him. He listened. All that whole weekend he worked, and not even that, for the last 2 years, Michael has been going out trying to pull people in that particular sector also, and he'll continue to do that. He has to do it.
And the question that I have as we bring this to a close, George, is for you, and it's this. It would just seem to me that the job that Michael Steele has to try to put a new face on the Republican Party at a time that America is just really enthralled with Barack Obama as president, both Republicans and Democrats who are supporting him, that's a really uphill battle.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tony, I'm a student of history, and you know, if you look at history, things change over a period of time, and I'm sure President Obama will do a good job, but I think it's just like when Tom Bradley became mayor here and people were very excited. After a period of time, you have to govern. You have to deal with day-to-day issues. Mm-hmm. And so I think as time goes by and people settle into the adjustment of a black president, that the core issues will be such that people will be more open to looking at the full spectrum.
Well, we'll certainly have an opportunity to find out, won't we?
Absolutely.
Midterm elections are only 2 years away. That's mm-hmm. the first acid test for the new black chairman of the Republican Party. Thank you both very much for
coming on.
Thank you
for having me.
That was Renee Moore. She is deputy chair of the Republican Party of Pennsylvania. We also heard from George Davis. He is a management consultant based in Los Angeles and president of Davis Broadband Group, an international media and entertainment consultancy group. He joined me right here at the studios of NPR West.